With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump is calling on oil executives to invest in Venezuela now that Nicolas Maduro has been removed.
One of the reasons you couldn't go in is you had no guarantees, you had no security, but now you have total security. It's a whole different Venezuela, and Venezuela is going to be very successful.
And the president says that by investing in the oil infrastructure in Venezuela, they can bring a lot of benefits to U.S. taxpayers as well as to the Venezuelan people. Economist Steve Moore says Maduro's capture opens the door to new horizons.
You have a country that, you're quite right, became a fairly wealthy country and a robust middle class. And today in Venezuela, 80%, 8 out of 10 Venezuelans live in poverty, and almost half of Venezuelans live in abject poverty, meaning they can barely find enough food to eat.
Public policy expert Matthew Continetti says the ongoing demonstrations in Iran have made the situation there volatile.
It's hard to know exactly what's happening, of course, because the regime has shut down the internet, shut down most phones. It's hard to understand what is happening on the...
Continetti made his comments to the Salem Radio Network. Authorities in eastern Mississippi say that one person is now in custody following a series of related shootings that left six people dead.
The Clay County, Mississippi Sheriff's Office says in a Facebook post that multiple innocent lives were lost in the town of West Point near the Alabama border. It said a suspect was in custody and that there was no threat to the community. Sheriff Eddie Scott told WTVA that six people were killed in three locations. Scott's statement said, "I ask that you lift our victims and their families in your prayers." I'm Donna Water.
Another winning session on Wall Street on Friday. This is SRN News. Abortion was the leading cause of death on Earth last year.
Worldometer has tallied up all the numbers for 2025, and it finds there were about 73 million abortions around the globe. 67 million people died of all other causes combined. That means over half of the annual deaths in the world being caused by abortion, a procedure that is entirely voluntary in the vast majority of cases. And the abortion total might be even higher given the lack of accurate information on the usage of increasingly popular abortion pills. Michael Harrington reporting.
Christian influencers are now reaching hundreds of thousands of young people online. They share podcasts and videos with biblical advice on tough questions that are not always answered in Sunday sermons. Followers say they relate more to these influencers many times, many of whom are women, than traditional pastors. However, some influencers have theological training, others do not, and that is raising some concerns. This is SRN News. General Motors stocks took a hit on Friday after news it's drowning in red ink in its struggling electric vehicles division.
General Motors will be hit with about $6 billion in charges in the fourth quarter. Sales of electric vehicles slowed after the U.S. cut tax incentives to buy EVs and eased auto emissions standards. The new charges follow an announcement in October that the Detroit automaker would take a $1.6 billion charge for the same reason in the previous quarter. Automakers are being forced to reconsider ambitious plans to convert their fleets to electric power. The EV tax credit ended in September. The clean vehicle tax credit was worth $7,500 for new EVs and up to $4,000 for used ones. I'm Marcela Sanchez.
GM had been the carmaker most committed to phasing out gas-powered engines. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.